the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
It is the best tea in the city, Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Do you care how your partner makes their money? Yeah. Or as long as bills are paid. It's very easy to say yes or no to this question. Do you care how your partner makes money? There's no food in the house. Your partner comes in, puts food on the table. You're hungry. Are you going to eat first or are you going to ask, where did you get the money to buy this? Or are you going to ask after you've eaten? You tell me. Do you care how they make their money? You're streaming on the app, on online. Hey, how you doing? You good? Right now on the FM side, we are down. Busy sorting that issue out. So if somebody has told you, I can't hear Kaya, tell them, nudge them to come to the app or to go online. All right? While we're still sorting it out. Sorry for the inconvenience. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. Now, what is life without money? But it makes the world go round. However, we have so many ills associated with money. Drugs, human trafficking, you name it, right? Do you care, therefore? In fact, those things really make you say, wait a minute, I better know what my partner does for a living, okay? And this is anything illegal. We understand that. If it's illegal, no. Why? Because you are now an accomplice. You say no. We can also extend it. That your partner just went to the sperm bank and donated and they got money for it. Would you like to know that? Or are you just happy that the bills were paid? This question is deeper than just legalities. Do you care how they make money? Be it your partner or even siblings. When we talk about money, there's the room just gets cold. Also, this goes back to our upbringing. Money was never really a comfortable subject, was it? You never really asked anyone what do they do as long as they brought bread home. Yes. I mean, try now as an influencer, go explain that to your grandmother what you do. You're always on your phone. You're never leaving home, but you've got all this lifestyle and expensive clothes and they don't understand it. Right? And it's legal. It's legal. Whether it's sustainable, that's for you, the influencer, to deal with, not the next person. Right? What other example can I give you? Gambling. Yes. Gambling. I mean, you go to a casino and gamble. It's legal. You bet, for instance, Betway, you name it. Legal. And should you make money from it, what happens? Our fathers used to do it, but Allah dipere. It sounds illegal, but it's legal. Does it matter? Or as long as bills are paid.
Yes, I do care how my partner makes his money. Nahana motwaka is a rent boy batung arobanandli batu for sack. My health will be at risk. Also nahana asitse a requisite but the drugs I mean. It means Rito Robala with one eye open, wondering what time will the police pop in. No, I do care. I'm just that sensitive. How the bills are paid must be legit. Please, man.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why you care how they make their money. One, because you're trying to avoid surprises. It's easy to look the other way and not care about how your partner or your sibling makes money, just as long as the bills are paid, right? However, nothing like getting a rude awakening when they are on the deathbed or deep in trouble. So it's best you know to avoid what? To avoid surprises. 2, you care because in case it's illegal, no one signed up to be a ride or die. So if someone is into illegal dealings, it's best you find out, right early on. That way you're able to, you know, run away or don't even get involved. Not everyone wants to benefit from illegal dealings. However, There are certain things that sound illegal, yet they are legal. Mashonisa, for instance. I mean, there they are trading on the fine line of legal and illegal. Do you care? Well, as long as bills are paid. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on why you care how they make money. Well, for long-term planning. And as the relationship progresses, that is being romantic, I mean, finances are intertwined there. So knowing what your partner makes also, you know, helps so that you can plan together. This way, you are not left with an egg on your face should anything go south. However, this also expands this topic another level. What if they are not happy with what they do, however they are happy to bring money home? Do you care? It's tough economic times. They have to do what they need to do to put bread on the table. They don't like it, but hey, you're eating. Do you care how your partner or your sibling makes money? Do you? And should you not like what they do, albeit legal, would you intervene? Say they don't like working in a mortuary, in the fridges. However, they are just happy that they're able to provide for themselves and their extended. Would you then say, I don't like it, stay home until you get something else? Or would you say, ish, as long as bills are paid? No, see?
Mm.
Does it matter how they make their money?
You know, I was thinking about it and I was like, I think it does matter for me how they make money. Because if they're making a lot of it, I need to know so we can do it together. So we know how. We must be part of it. It must be a family thing.
Thank you.
If we are on OnlyFans, we must do it together.
Double. Yeah. Mostly, I like your thinking.
Yeah. So, for me, that's why I need to know.
Yes. How are you doing this?
Exactly.
How do I get in on the action?
Exactly. Come on, it must be a family thing, guys.
Come on.
No. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Finish. So, as long as all our bank accounts are sorted, I think it's
yeah.
It's a good idea. We must know what we are doing.
Thank you, JJ.
Does it matter?
Yes.
No, it doesn't matter as long as they're bringing in the money. You know, when COVID happened,
yeah,
I dealt with a partner that wasn't working anymore because, you know, a lot of retrenchments happened during that era. Yes. And I didn't like it. And I felt like, go do anything. I don't mind. Just bring money.
Bring something.
Bring something.
Sure. So we can just make the living conditions bearable.
Exactly. Mm. So I don't mind.
Which is interesting. Really, I feel like a lot of families don't like it when certain jobs enter the fray. Like, no, guys, you mustn't do this job because, you know, it's like beneath
whatever agenda
it is we're trying to push forward. Which I feel like sometimes it's like not a fair thing because not everyone can do certain jobs and not everyone is fit for certain jobs. And so, I mean, just like JJ is illustrating, if you fall on hard times, sometimes you need to start from the bottom and get your way back up to the top or where you want to go.
Let me give a simple example. You are in a relationship with this person, like JJ, do something, and then they decide, okay, I'm going to go to the fruit market, and I know when I'm buying there, I'm buying on wholesale, and I'm going to stand at the street corner, start selling the fruits and veggies, right? I am doing something.
Yes.
I am bringing something. And not only that, the very same stock is going to feed us
well
in the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then JJ, no, she sees JJ's partner at the corner selling veggies. Ha, JJ. Fruit and veg vendor. Really?
Fruit and veg.
I'm going to your point where you say there are some families, not only that, there are some partners that they feel certain jobs are beneath their table, so to speak.
I like that you bring that up. And you know what I'm going to say is, from my experience, is that you need to understand the motive behind it. Because sometimes some people will do something like that. They'll say, no, you know what, I was going to become a doctor or whatever, but now it's not working out. So, actually, you know what? I'm just going to take anything now and do anything. Yeah, but the thing is there, the person didn't, they just didn't want to push themselves. And they were like, it's actually, it's fine. I'm just, I'm moving on to something else.
Yeah.
Whereas the person who, the story that you've just said, that person is trying to pick themselves up.
Yes.
They are doing something that, whatever they can.
Yeah.
So I think it's the motive behind is where you need to look. The heart in it.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no, because the heart in it could be, yes, listen. Uh-huh. Just at this point, anything to feed my girlfriend and the baby. Mm-hmm. At this point. Because the economics are really not on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So let me do what I can do to put that bread on the table.
Do something. A wandering mind.
It's the devil's playground.
There we go.
Seem illegal, but they are not illegal.
Mm-hmm. Give me one.
Umashonisa.
Yeah.
They are flirting with illegality.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Flirting with that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Gambling.
Yes.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Spam donor.
These examples.
Look at
milk bank. Milk bank.
Milk bank. There you go. Milk bank. You can't breastfeed, therefore let me sell my milk to you.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. You gotta weigh it up. It's tough.
I'll ask again.
Yes.
Do you care? Let's talk about money. Do you care how they make their money? I'm talking about your partner. Yeah, oh dear, do you care? As long as she brings home the money. Or what about your sibling? What situation will make you look the other way? If they brought home money from? This reminds me of a story of a guy who was out of his luck. And they tell the story. I was told this story, actually. If I could sort of write about this in a book. But anyway, maybe the next one. But I can only tell the story in my own language so that it makes sense. Nah. Okay, bear with me. So, Mutago, out and about. Not even out and about. Out. He keeps praying to Budim around Tashil. And like, what's that? That was his prayer every single day. Lost his house, lost his work, lost his family, lost everything. Now living under some bridge somewhere. And this one day, there was a cash in transit heist just happening. And this guy has managed to, you know, steal this cash out of this van, obviously. So as they were running away from the cops, one of the bags fell from the van. Guess where? Under the very bridge where this guy was. The 200 note fell. It's a bag. Like a 10 kilogram bag. 200. He opens it, it's cash. As he says that, the angel of death says, I'm here to take you. Your prayers are answered. Let's go home. All right, what do you mean? I reckon not so little clothes. Oh, it's not linked to this story, but I thought I should just share it to the topic. But I thought I should just share. It always fascinates me when I hear it. There's some lessons there for sure. So, what situation will make you look the other way when they chelte wilomo tracking? Would you take it still? I mean, you know how it is. We have conversations, especially breakfast show. We'll bring conversations about it. But mwana topile ka chelte and took it back to the police or something. But just tell us, mwana, right? Would you look the other way? Do you care how they make money? That's my question. Do you care how your siblings make their money?
Siblings?
I can't say partner.
Wow. You don't know if he's coming. Okay. I'm preparing my spirit and my heart. But you know, I absolutely care how my siblings make money. Because if they make it illegally, then it affects me. Because Ubanban is illegal. Sibling of Andy Makondwana. Don't mess up my name. We've worked hard to make this.
Why is this about you?
It's absolutely about me. One thing about me, I am the sun.
And they are the cloud.
You can pick a role. I'm just saying. I know what I am.
Oh, wow.
But also, it's just to preserve the family name. So, like, we can't do shortcuts. Also, I'm going to have to now do something to bail you out as well.
Should they aim low, job-wise, they decide to do something that you feel they are better than that, will that still concern you? That put him better on the table, but...
Definitely. But then I need you to also see it yourself. So once you see it, then I will have the conversation that, okay, what do you see? What's going on? What's the next step? How
partner?
Can we help you? Partner, absolutely. I need to know when your money comes in, how it comes in, is it tax, all of that. I'm not trying to get arrested immediately, no. Angwas hawks you, but...
But he's a hustler. He's a self-employed person. By hustler, I mean he's... A side hustle guy.
No, my bonagaliba is a lap. Every hustle has a thread. I get this, so I must be able to follow the thread.
Queen, yeah?
That's perfect. I love that.
Yeah.
But there must
he
be
doesn't
a thread.
Make them, though.
Who makes them?
He is smart enough to, you know, put together abogogo who can make them, and then yana, he
which
just sells.
Which is great. I love that. But then also...
Well, that's what he tells you.
No, but I must also see the books. Even if it's Utengisa Magwinya...
No, they are the books.
Yeah, but I must see the books. I need to see... But okay, you employ these amount of people. This is how much you give them. This is how much they make per day. This is how much you sell.
You know
per
he
day.
Can make that up, right?
No, you can't. Yeah. I'm pretty good at accounting. I can see when books are made up, and you're lying out of your teeth. I'm just saying, everything has a thread. You can't lie about everything. I'm just saying.
So you'll go that far?
No, I will. I absolutely will. Also because I need to, how you handle money and how you, your relationship with money says a lot about you as a person. So I need to see, are you that greedy enough that you want to take shortcuts in life? Because sometimes you have to go the hard way. Sometimes you can't make money, the kind of money you want to make now. But you got to tread through until you can.
All right.
Perseverance. All character.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying. We can't be greedy for money. Just saying.
Take the last tip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Nah, I care. I go to one of the greedy surprise to go now in the interrogation room at 3 o'clock a.m. No. Hey, nah, I care.
All right. Zanele.
I tell it I eat imali inkomo idla ihembe anginandaba ukuthi wenzani kumapi imali iyafuneka yo ayibo cha imali ukuthi iphumapi uthengisa maveji or uyapheka or uthengisa ngomzimba wakho imali ayize
hi mazet nokuthengisa ngomzimba vele. V, wena?
Ah, na prati, I didn't care. Come my late dad, the man, I still don't care how they make their money. It's like, time I like an elite oti, prati, yeah. And the man, yeah, control no rula hona le cash, no snow, rain, my one. And the man, there's just something, je, kadi to oti le school, wawa.
Yeah.
Wawa chapel, je, for bank, and je, just banking a class.
Yo, voyo. Hi, Dr. TP, why not?
Personally, I don't have a problem to a certain extent because I understand that not everybody gets a job that they're qualified for at once. We all start somewhere, as long as it's an honest living. You don't leave varsity and boom, you get the job that you studied for. So, I will not. I will not go and be a witness. I will not be an alibi of anything. If the money is not right, I don't want it.
But also answer this question. Does it matter what they do? Even though it's legal. Mara, maybe you feel I was thinking about it. I don't stay too far from one of the warehouses and I can see the cold storage facility. So basically that's what that business does.
She can imagine the working conditions. What if this person is asthmatic? Or they've got bronchitis? Anything that could actually make their condition worse. But because they have to put bread on the table, that question also goes to that. Do you care? Would you care enough as a partner to say, hawimo, dula hai, until you find something that won't put you at risk?
For me, I would love to know. The way I'm a very curious person, I would love to know, and I would appreciate and love that person more. Magang chiling ngengi nazguti ngazgenela vele ngoba ugancho. Oh, ayi muntang chiling parat labo so chingi matandwin. But nakona ikitozo yenzo obuso so tand. Mean I would love to know a recurrent of what ngoba labantu labo mabasa buya sebafuna lo muntu bamfuna. I must come to this by a couple of my points. So, in finding very rude feelings or cash one, any day, any bazon kick or bang shine in Pamela, the Pamela Conchai, who can enjoy the tennis when you grow up those days. So, yeah, I would love to prepare myself in the danger.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.